Okay, today is Daf Samach, 60th Daf of Masechtas Brachos. We are on Daf Nun Tesamid Beis, three lines from the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Baruch Yehuda, Ben Yosef Yechiel Michal, Shalom Shalom and Aliyah, and we thank them for the sponsorship. So, Bana, we're on the third line from the bottom. Bana Bayis Chadash, V'kana Kelim Chadashim. Somebody builds a new house, somebody buys a new Kelim, they make a Bracha of Shechianu. So, the beginning here is actually a little complicated. Amr Huna. Huna says like this. Lo shanu, ella, she'ein lo kiyotzeben. You only make a bracha if you don't have that item. So if you buy a second house, you don't make a shechianu. Only your first house, you make a shechianu. If you buy a suit, you only make a shechianu if you don't have a suit. If you have a suit, you buy another suit, you don't make a shechianu. That's Rev Huna. Lo shanu, ella, she'ein lo kiyotzeben. Aval yesh lo kiyotzeben, if you have another one of those items, ain't tzarech levarech. You do not make a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afilu yesh lo kiyotzeben, tzarech levarech. No, even if you have, you still make a bracha. So, there's a machlokus about this issue. Michlal, you see from here, dichikana v'chazar v'kana, I think that means you buy one and you buy another one right on the spot. You buy two suits at the same time. You buy two houses at the same time. You buy two taluses at the same time. Kana v'chazav v'kana. Divi akol ein tzarech levarech. Nobody would hold you have to make a bracha. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who said if you have one, you make a shek, you still make a shechianu, you have a talus. You buy a second talus, you make a shechianu. That's only, right? Rashi says, look at Rashi on top. Daha Rabbi Yochanan lo amar tzarech levarech, el mishum de le'inyan kniya charashu. But here it's not charash because you're buying two at the same time. Therefore you don't make a bracha. Ikad diamri, others have these have the opposite version. Amr of Chista, Amr of Huna, I'm sorry, Lo Shanu. We only learned this halacha, that if you get a new item, you have to make a Shechianu, Ela Shalo Kana V'chazav V'kana. If you didn't buy them at the same time, Aval Kana V'chazav V'kana, Ein Tzarech Levarech. But if you buy one and then you buy another one at the same time, Ein Tzarech Levarech, you do not have to make a bracha. No Shechianu.
For the second one?
Yeah. For both of them, I think.
Well, I don't know. The first one you bought...
I said, what does this mean? What does it mean? Kana v'chazav v'kana. You buy one, then you go buy another one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, afilu kana v'chazav v'kana tzarech levarech. Even if you bought one, and then you went over and bought another one, you have to make a shechianu, michlal. T'chiyesh lo, if you have one, v'kana, you buy another one, if you're called tzarech levarech. Everybody would agree you have to make a bracha. Okay, so it's a machlokas, ikad diyamri, how you read it. Okay? Meitvei, one second. There's a brisa that says like this. By the way, these are our moroim. So there's a brisa now which they cannot argue on. The brisa says like this. Bana bayis chadash, if somebody built a new house, vein lo kiyotzebo, it's the only house he has. Kana kelim chadashim, vein lo kiyotzebehen. He buys a new talis, he buys a new suit, it's the only one he has. Tzarech levarech, he has to make a bracha. Yesh lo kiyotzebehen, if you already have a house, you already have a talis, ein tzarech levarech. Divera Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Benkach u Benkach Tzarech Levarech. No, in either situation, you have to make a new bracha. Now, Bishlama Lishna Kama, the first version makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda. That all lined up. Elishna Basa, but according to the second version, Bishlama Rabbi Huna, Savri, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yehuda, El Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kaman. Rabbi Yochanan, the whole like anybody. Loker Meir, for Loker Yehuda, right? Fine. Because Rashi points out, in the Mishnah's case, in this Brisa here, the case of Kana v'chazav v'kana is not mentioned. And that's the only case of Yochanan said you have to make a bracha. Who does he hold like? There's no Tana to hold like. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan says like this, Hu adin, the truth is, Dila Rabbi Yehuda, Kana v'chazav v'kana, Nami tzavach levarech. Rabbi Yehuda would agree with me that in the case of Kana v'chazav v'kana, you have to make a bracha a second time, or even the first time. V'had kam v'flugi b'yesh lo v'kana, but why did he only argue on a case of we have one and you buy another one? Lo di'ach ha'kocha de Rav Meir. To tell you how makel Rav Meir is. Da'filu kana v'yesh lo, right? Even if you have one and you get another one, ein tzarech levarech. V'kol shkein shekana v'chazav v'kana de'ein tzarech levarech. And for sure, if you have it already, you buy two at the same time, you for sure don't make a shechianu. So the Gemara asks, V'lifulgi, v'kana v'chaza v'kana, t'ein tzarech levarech, l'odich ha'kochad Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't we say that case, teach you how machmir Rabbi Yehuda is? And the Gemara answers, korach tahatera adiflay. It's teaching you a heter is great. Anyone can be machmir. Anyone could say, I'm not sure what to do, don't make a bracha. You don't need a big shoulders for that. But to say to make a bracha, to be makel, you need big shoulders for that. So it's a bigger kiddush, and that's therefore we tell it to you. Okay. Okay. Fine. Next. Then we said, Mavarech al hara, you make a bracha on bad, just like you make a bracha on good. Hechidam, what's the case? What does it mean you make a bracha on bad just like you make a bracha on good? Not to make a bracha on bad just like you make a bracha. You make a bracha on bad with good involved. You make a bracha on good with bad involved. What's the case? Kigon, the shakal badka ba'ara, there was your field got washed away. Your field got washed up. Afagaf, even though the tova he with the day, it's going to be good for you next season. The maski ara shirton, v'shibcha, it's going to make your field very watery and good. Nevertheless, hashtamiha rahi. Right now, it's a bad thing. Right now, your crop got destroyed. It's going to be good for you next season. That's very nice next season. Right now, it's bad. You make a bracha like that. Vela bracha and vela tova the other way around. Hechi, that was the case. Go to ishkach mitzia. You found an item. Af agav, even though the rahi was the day, it's bad news. Why is it bad news? Da'i shama be'malka shakal emine. Because if the king finds out about it, he's going to take it away from you. Hashtamiha tovahi. Right now, it's a good thing. But the case of the father dying is not in the Gemara. Your father pissed away, and you got a Yerusha. So it's a good and a bad. That's not in the Gemara, that case. The Gemara could have thought of such a case, right? Why did they give that case? Okay. Next. Haya ishto mi'uberes. If a woman is expecting, if a omer, you say, he writes on shetelad, one of Zachar, harezat tzvila shav. In the ninth month, I'm davening for a boy. Davening for a boy, it's too late.
It's settled already,
right? Now, the Gemara says like this. So I'm not 100% sure. V'lom v'hani rachami. What, you can't daven for a boy? V'masav Rabbi Yosef. It says like this. We know a case where someone davened for a boy or a girl, and they got the tefillah answered. Who's that? Leah. V'ha masav v'achar yalda bas. Afterwards, she had a daughter. Fatika Shema Dina. And then they called her Dina. Maiva Acher. What does it mean afterwards? What's afterwards? What's the difference when it was? So, Amarav, La Acher Shadina, Shadona Leah Din Ba'atma. What does it mean afterwards? After Leah, count it up. What's going on here? She's the cheshman of all the kids. V'amar, and she said, Yud Be'ishvatim Asid Loth Es Miyakov. Everyone had a tradition somehow. Yaakov's having 12 boys. Yaakov's having 12 sons. Shishi Yatsim Yimeni. I already had 6. The Arba Min HaShvachos. They already have 4. There's already 10. And I'm pregnant now. Sorry, that's 10. Im Zed Zachar. If what I have in my side me is going to become a Zachar. Lo Teachosi Rachel G'achas HaShvachos. My sister Rachel Nebuch is not even going to, she doesn't have one? Not even the Shvachos have one. Miyad right away. Nev Cholabas. She davened that it should be a girl. Shemar like it says. V'tikra Shema Dina. And they called her Dina. So the Gemara answers, so what do you see? You see you can daven even though it's after 40 days. So the Gemara answers, Ein mazkir in maisenism. Don't ask me about a nace. That was a nace. So if you're in a madriga, that a nace could happen for you, then taka, you could daven also after, the Mepharshim explained. After 40 days, you could also daven for whatever you want, if you're such a person. If you're like Leah, you could daven also. If you're not like Leah, then it's a tefillah shav. Don't bring me a raya from Leah. The Marsha says, that's an amazing vart. It doesn't say in the Torah, the only one, it doesn't say in the Torah why they called her Dina. Why did they call her Dina? It doesn't say. Everyone, Reuven, why are we calling her Reuven? I'll give you a reason. Shimon, everyone has a reason. Dina's no reason. You know why? Because the reason's built into the words. It says, V'achar Cain, after that, we called her Dina. Because after that, it's obvious. After Leah made a cheshman, look at this. She made a don. She was don herself. This is not right. I can't. It's embarrassing for my sister. I'm going to daven for it to be a girl. So the name is into the pasuk anyway. It says V'achar Cain. That's the name. V'achar Cain. V'achar. And afterwards. What does it say the afterwards for? It doesn't make a difference how old she is. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, that's exactly the point. Once we have her, then we know. Once we say that, then we know why she was called Dina. Yeah. Fine. Vibayisema, I give you another answer. Maisaleya, Besoch Abraham Yom Hava. It was within 40 days. It was in 40 days. You want to say that wasn't an age? It was within the first 40 days. Leah realized she was pregnant. She said, oh my goodness, if I have a boy now, it's going to be a disaster for my sister. I better daven for a girl. Within 40 days it was. Kidatanya, Shloshi Yom Rishonim, the first 3 days of a woman being with her husband, Yivakesh Adam Rachamim, Shlo Yisriach, that the semen, the zera, shouldn't spoil. It should lead to a child. From day three to day 40, Yivakesh Rachamim Shuzachar. You could have it should be a male or a female. And Yarbam V'ad Shloshah Chadashim from 40 days to 3 months. Yivakesh Rachamim Shloyei Sandal. It shouldn't be a miscarriage. Mishloshah Chadashim V'ad Shisha Yivakesh Rachamim Shloyei Nefel. Then also a different kind of miscarriage, another kind of miscarriage. Mishishi V'ad Tisha Yivakesh Rachamim Shiatzer B'Shalom. Then you could have it that the baby should come out in peace. It should be healthy and everything should be good. Umi Mahani Rachani, does that even help? One second. Vamar of Yitzchak, Breder of Ami, Ish Mazriat Chila, Yoledes Nekeva. If a man is Zera first, whatever that means, you give birth to a girl, Ish Mazriat Chila, Yoledes Zachar. Shenemar, Isha Kisas Via Yoledes Zachar. So, how can you daven what it should be? There's a psak what it's going to be. Depends who's Zera first. What are you davening for? If the woman's zera first, it's going to be a man. If the man's zera first, it's going to be a female. So what kind of davening? What's davening? Where's the davening? Come on, answers. Hachamayiskidan, kigonshihizvishneim bevasachas. They both, womizriya, whatever that means, at the same time. Then, if they're both at the same time, then whatever gender is up for grabs, then he can daven. So, says Duran, that when the Gemara says that 40 days before there's an announcement, so and so is marrying to Ploni, that's only if the woman's meant to be a first, because then it's a boy. I'm making this up, right? Dafka ba'ofen shehazriya ish tchila o isha. Then we know she'oz yadua as yehubar ben obas. Then we know if it's going to be a boy or a girl. But if it happens at the same time, we don't know. There's no announcement. Okay. Exactly. Next, Hayababa Derech. Tanar Rabbanan. Maisa Behil Azakin. Right. So it said, if you're coming into a town, right, Hayababa Derech. If you're going on a way, and you hear the screams of a house, something's going on in someone's house, don't daven. It shouldn't be my house because it already happened. The screaming already happened. You hear on the radio, somebody, there was a robbery in someone's house. Oh, hope that wasn't my house. That's shove. It already happened. You can daven, hope everyone's all right. But to say it shouldn't be my house, that it's already happened. So, Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'ase b'Hillel HaZaken, there was once a story with Hillel, Shayibaba Derech, Veshama Kol Tzach HaBe'ir, and he heard crying coming out of one of the houses. Omri said, Muftach Ani She'ein Zeh B'Zoch Beit. I know it's not my house. V'alav, Akasav Omer, Ki Mishmua Ra L'Yira, Nochan Libi Watuach Bashem. Amar Rava, Kol Hechi Derash to Lahaikra, Mereisha Lasefer Midrash, Mesefer Lereisha Midrash. You could darshan this pasuk backwards and forwards. Mereisha Lasefer Midrash, Meshmur Rolo Yira. I'm not afraid of any bad news. You know why? My time. You know why not? Because Nachan Libi Batuach Hashem. Because I'm talking in Hashem. Mesefer Dereisha Midrash. You can do it backwards. Nachan Libi Batuach Hashem. I have faith in Hashem. Meshmur Ra Lo Yira. I'm not going to be afraid of any bad news. And why is it back? When do you ever have such a thing? We can read the passage backwards and forwards. Yeah, to emphasize what Emunah is. Okay. Ha'u Talmida, there was a Davika Azal Basred Rabbi Shmo Rabbi Yossi Beshukah de Tzion. He was going behind he was following him in the Shuk of Tzion. Chaziah de Kama Mafchid. So he was afraid. He was frightened. Amalei Chatat, you're a sinner. Dechsev Pachad de Tzion Chatoim, that the sinners are afraid. So Amalei, no, I have a ksiva ashri adam afachatamit. Fortunate is the man who's always afraid. Amalei, who b'divrei Torah ksiv? That's talking about Torah. What does it mean afraid? It means concerned. He's always concerned about his Torah. People are concerned. It's important to them. That's what it means. It doesn't mean frightened. What are you frightened of? Right? It means it's on your mind. Yehuda ben Nasan havi shakel v'azal batzredra from Nuna. Itnach, he groaned, he sighed. Amalei, Yisurim boyahu gavra l'adri nafshei. You can have Yisurim. Dechsev, it says, Kifachad bachtani v'aitani v'ashegarti avali. That if someone sighs for no reason, even for a reason, he's going to have Yisurim. I v'akshev ashrei adam afachet tamid. Fortunate is the man who's always afraid. Ha'uba divrei Torah k'sev. That's talking about divrei Torah. Again, it doesn't mean afraid. It means concerned. Okay. Hanichlas l'krach. Someone goes into a city, he makes different tefillos. Tan Rabbanan, b'knisaso, ma'u omer. What does he say when he goes into the city? Bring me into the city in peace. Nichnas, when he goes in, Omer, he says, Modin l'fanecha, Hashem alokai, shechnasti l'krach zeh l'shalom. Thank you for bringing me in peace. Bigish lotzeh, it's time to leave. Getting ready to leave, packing up to leave. Omer, he says, Yiritzom l'fanecha, Hashem alokai, v'lokei avasai, totzienim y'krach zeh l'shalom. Let me get out of here in peace. Yotza, Omer, when he gets out, he says, Modin l'fanecha, Hashem alokai, shotasani, mikrach zeh, l'shalom. That I got out of here in peace. U'kishem, shotasani, l'shalom. So it's like I got out of here in peace. Kach, tolicheni, l'shalom. You should lead me in peace. Take me out in peace. V'sas micheni, l'shalom. And you should support me in peace. V'tzadini, l'shalom. Different kind of support. V'tzatzileni, and you should save me. Mikaf, kol oyev, v'orev, baderech. Any bad thing, any wild thing on the road. Amr of Masna. It's only in a city if they don't have law. There's no law. Avil, you go to some city in the Wild West in the 1800s, there's no law over there. But Avil, Bekrach, Shadon, and Vahargin, if there's a judge, they put people to death, there's a court system, you have police. Let's go, you don't have to say any of this. Amar of Masna. Avil, Bekrach, Shadon, and Vahargin, even if they have law. Zimnan, sometimes, ki. You'll be in those, right, the police won't get into that call, right, in those, you know, you go to some towns, you're a stranger, you're a minority, you have no justice over there, so you still have to make that bracha. It's not the bracha, the tefila. Tan Rabbanan, Hanichlas l'beis ha-merchat, if someone goes into a beis ha-merchat, remember, he says the following, Yihir tzom ufanecha Hashem olakai, shetatileni mizeh, you should save me from this, Ukiyotzibo, and from similar things. What's Kiyotzibo? Right? The Rush had a different girsa. The Rush said, Ukiyotzibo lo asid lavo. In the future, save me. Right? What does that mean? Right? So, what it means is, you should save me from this, and then from the future, means Gehenim. Because this, we're going to see, this is the... What are you walking through a bathhouse? Save me from the bathhouse? What are you saving him from? The answer is, we're going to see a story, the bathhouse used to have a huge fire underneath, warming up the bath. And the planks could break and you could fall into the fire. Save me, that shouldn't happen to me. We're going to see a story happen to somebody. And save me from the next fire in the future world. Save me from that fire too. V'al-yirabo, davar kilkala, nothing bad should happen, v'avon or sin, v'im-yirabo, be davar kilkala, v'avon, te-misasi kaparo l'chal avon osai. It should be a kapar for all my sins. Amar ba'ilolei me'inashachi, don't say that. Lo tiftach pumul Sutton. Don't wake up the Sutton. Save me from all my sins. Sutton says sins? Guy's got sins? Instead of Sutton operates. Don't say that. Damar Rishlakish, Khintana Mishmaid of Yosi, Lol Yuftach Adam Pivul Sutton. You should never do that. Never give the Sutton an excuse to go look at you. Amr of Yosi, my Kura, what's the Pasak? Tiksiv, it says, Kimat Kisdom Hayinu La Amora Diminu. We were compared to Sodom and Amora. Maya Hadule Navi, the Navi answered back. Shimu divrei Hashem kitzinei Sodom. Look at you people, you officers of Sodom. You compare yourself to Sodom, right away you're a big officer of Sodom. Don't arouse the Yetzirah more than you have to, the Sutton more than you have to. Ki nothing, when you go out, my what do you say? Omar Vacha, Moda ani l'fanecha Hashem alakai, she'etzalti min ha'or, you saved me from the fire. Ravacha, ol lebe bani, Ravacha went to a bathhouse. Ifchis be bani, mituzei. The planks broke underneath him. Israqish Lanisa, and this happened. Kam al Amuda, Shaziv Meya, Shaziv Meya, Vichad Gavri, Bichad Avrei. What happened was he was standing on one beam, and he was holding 100 people with his arm. Saving 100 people, it's an ace. Amr, he said, Haina de Ravacha, de Amar, Rav Acha. That's what he said, that when you go to the Beis HaMerchatz, you make the following tefillah. Okay? you don't make this tefillah today? No. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a tzarachian, why nobody makes this tefillah, because other mishaps in a chanami. The bathhouse, there's no fire in a bathhouse. There's no reason to make this tefillah. And the Avud Ram says, we don't say it anymore. Already the Bishonim didn't stop saying it. No reason to say it. There's not, what are you saying it for? Save me from the fire of the bathhouse? There's no fire in the bathhouse. Right? It's a pipe. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I wonder why no one says that other mishaps could happen to you in the bathhouse. Okay? I don't think anyone says such a tefillah ever. Hanichnas lahakis dam, if someone goes to let blood, Omer says the following. You told Fanach Hashem Alokai, she osik ze li lerefua, vatir pa'ini. It should be a refua and I should get healed. Kikel rofe nemanata vrofitzcha emes. Because you, Hashem, are the true doctor, you're the true healer. Lafisha ain't darkin shall bene adam latrapos eloshinagu. Because the truth is, there's no point in going to the doctor, but the minute is to go. Shinagu, you could spend like a month on this on the line over here, right? Look at the bottom Rashi of the page. Klomar, lo hayalahem lasok berefuos. There's no point in going to the doctor. Ella levakish rachim. Go daven. Go daven. What did Rashi mean by that? So we'll take a look at the next line. Amar Abaya, lo lema in a shachin. That's not true. The Tana, the Beir Bishmol, rapo yirape. It says rapo yirape in the doctor bills. Mikan. Shinitna rishos larapo larapos. There's a rishos for the doctor to go be a doctor. So it's total heter. What do I actually mean by that? Not an easy sugi here. It's a shivu's night topic. Kikoi my omer. What do you say? Omer vacha baruch rofe chinam. Baruch rofe chinam. What? What? That regarding that. In other words, Hashem doesn't charge any money. That's what it means. Hashem charges to heal you, he doesn't charge any money. The doctor charges money. That's what it means. What? Okay, that's what it means. So how we all believe Hashem is the true doctor, okay, but you still have to go to the doctor because you got to do your shtadlus. But you should just know that Hashem is the real doctor and he doesn't even charge. Okay. Hanichnas lebeis akise, Omer, if you go to the bathroom, Omer, you say, Hischabdu michubadim kedoshim misharse elyon. You're talking to Malachim. Tanu kavod l'lakei Yisrael, herfu mimeni ad she'ekones v'asa ritzoni v'ovei aleichem. Wait here, I'm going to go to the bathroom and I'll come back out. Amar Abaye l'lemish inish hachi. Don't say that. Dilma maybe shavki leva azli. They're going to leave you, the Malachim. They're going to leave. I'm waiting for you to go to the bathroom. They're going to go away. El alemo, you say like the following. Shamruni, shamruni, azruni, azruni, samchuni, samchuni, hamtinu li, ad she'ekones v'ete shekein. Darkon shel b'nei adam. That's the way of people. It's really like an incantation almost. And that's what you should say. The Abu Dram already Rishon says, don't say that unless you're holding the Malachim. Unless you feel the Malachim are with you when you go to the bathroom, don't say this. Because who do you think you are? It would be you, Hara. Oh, I'm going to the bathroom. Oh, let me just wait after Malachim prays for me 1 second. Like, what are you talking about? You don't walk around like that, right?
What do you understand about each word being repeated? Is that any significance? Or?
No, it's an incantation, so I don't know what it means. Right? Even though we do say Shalom Aleichem on Friday nights, we do say that. That's not Yuhara. That's a Midigan Klal Yisrael. I can't answer the difference. Kinafak Omar Baruch Asher Yatzeh Adam B'Chachma. Hashem created a person with Chachma. Baruch B'Nekavim Nekavim. He made him many holes. Chalum Chalul, many holes. We all know. The word afilu sha'achas is not here. So every time you see one of those ashiyasar signs, it's in parentheses. Do you say it or not? Because you know why? Because you could have this for 1 hour and you won't die. You can't have it forever. Someone has that for a little. You can close your mouth for a few minutes and your nose and your ears and your eyes. And you're going to the bathroom areas. Nothing's gonna happen to you. So it's not in the Gemara that line. Anyway, Eif Shalom Lefanecha. It will be impossible to stay in front of you. It'll be impossible, right?
So where did that little parenthesis come from?
I don't know. It's a good question. Later. It's not. I didn't even see it here. Later in the later edition, right? Tosfa says the Chachma is that Hashem, the Haptosfos, that Hashem created your food before he created you. All the trees and all the wheat, that was all created before man. Hashem, he put the food before he created bread. It's an amazing thing. Fine. My chasim, how do you end off the bracha? Amar Rav, Rofei Cholam. Rofei Cholam. Amar Shmuel, Kashavinu Abba Lekuli Alma Katze, what, everyone's sick? Every time you go to the bathroom, you say Rofei Cholam? Going to the bathroom means sick? I say Rofei Cholam for. Ela Rofei Golbasar. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafilasos. Wondrous thing. Amar of Papa, Hilcha, Nemenu Lutavayu, Rofei Golbasar, Umafilasos, which is how we end off. Right? Rashi says an amazing thing. Rashi of Mafilasos. Keneged Aguf, Shachalol Kimonod. Your body is like a node, is like not a flask, a tube, or some kind of, like a, what's that called? Of a sack, like a sack. What's a, not a node, it's like a sack of liquid. A flask, right? V'na'od azeh, in yesh bo nekev, ein ruch o'en b'socho. If there's a hole, then everything's going to spill out, right? V'akadosh Baruch Hu boros ha'adim b'chachma, u'boron on the kavim harbe. We have a lot of holes in our body. Doesn't fall out. Nothing falls out of you. Not your spirit and not your goof. Nothing leaks out. You have a bunch of holes. Nothing leaks out. Anyone wonder about that? Amazing thing, right? That's an amazing thing. Hashem did that. Okay. Hanichnas liyashin. Someone goes to sleep. Almitasu on his bed. Omer, he says, Mishma Yisrael va'ad v'hayim shemoa. Say Shema va'omer Baruch Hamapil. And he should accustom me to doing mitzvos. Why are you saying that when you go to sleep? Exactly the point. Because you can't do mitzvos when you're sleeping. Hashem, I have to go to sleep. Because I can't. You made us. We can't function 24/7 without sleep. But I want to be with mitzvot. That's all I really want. It's unbelievable vart. Go to sleep before you can't do any mitzvot when you're sleeping. Nothing. Targileni leidei mitzvot. All I want to do is mitzvot. V'al targileni leidei avera. I don't want to do averas. V'al tavein leidei chet. V'al de avon. V'al de nisoyon. V'al de bizoyon. V'izol b'yitza tov. V'izol b'yitza hara. V'tatzileni mipegara. Save from all bad things. V'chaloim roim. V'al yiv'al luni. Chalomot roim v'erhuim roim. V'tem mitzvot shleim alifanecha. V'ereini ben ishai hamaves. My eyes should be like the ball of death. Brachat Hashem, Hamer LaOlam Kulo Bichvodo. Fine, very good.
Seems to suggest that you should say Shema before Baruch Hamapil. Most Sidurim, I think, have it the other way around.
The Moshe Rabbeinu brings down both cheetahs, and he leaves it. He says, "You can do whatever you want." Now we're going to talk about Brachas Hashachar. So, the Mishnah Berurah says something. I showed it to the rabbi yesterday. I said, so this goes against what we learned. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kol ha-brachos ha-elu, all these brachos, Pokeach Ivrim, Mater Asurim, all the brachos, Kol ha-brachos ha-elu, hu mishum, it's because, and he didn't make this up, the Mishnah Berurah, it's a tour, Sh'asur lo la'adam lehanos min ha'olam hazeh b'li bracha. You're not allowed to have hana in this world without a bracha. V'chal hanenim in ha'olam hazeh b'li bracha, ki'ilu mal, it's a me'ila. And he quotes the pasuk, right? First it was Hashem's, then it's Haaret, right? Keeps him going. T'ksev ha'sheretam u'mulawa, u'ksev ha'aretam l'vnei adam, v'teretzu lo'kasha, kan kodem bracha, kan la'acha bracha, ratzalomar. Kodem bracha, hi la'Hashem. Before you make the bracha, it's Hashem's asurin lach kehekdeshu la'Hashem. V'achar bracha, hu'du ha'kol l'vnei adam. Right? Then it becomes yours. Okay? Didn't we say that the only time you make a bracha is if something goes into your body? And if someone takes a gewaldig, amazing schwitz and a good shower, you don't make a bracha? Didn't we say that? When you anoint, you don't make a bracha because it doesn't go into the body. It's a smell, it goes into the neshama, you make a bracha. Didn't we say that? So what's the Mishnah Berurah talking about? So the Rav told me it's a machlokes between the Machaber and the Ramah. Because he's going on the Machaber. The Machaber says, when you wake up from your sleep, which is based on the Gemara, you say, Elokai Neshama. And the Ramah argues on that? No. The Ramah doesn't argue on that. All the Ramah says is, where is it? Here. V'yesh omrim, afil lo nischayev behen mevarech osan. Even if they're not shayach to you, you still make the bracha. Why? They ain't bracha dafka latzmo. It's not on you. Matar asurim. So we have someone's blind. Does he take pekeach ivrim? Yes, he does. Why? Because other people are helping him. Says Rama, the bracha's not on you. The bracha's not on you. El mevarchin der kodesh baruch hu bara tzarchei olam. V'chein minag v'en l'shanos. It's not on you. It's on the world. So therefore, so is he arguing on the mechaber? The mechaber didn't agree with that? So, I had a kasha, I don't have an answer. If anyone has an answer, I'd love to hear an answer. Right? That's what Mishnah Berurah says. We had a rule. You don't make a bracha, it doesn't go in the body. Now make it every day, make 15 brachas. Nothing goes in the body. It's really, so the answer is, it's shevach. That's not what Mishnah Berurah says. Right? The bracha on lightning. That's clearly, doesn't go inside you, lightning. Thunder doesn't go inside you. Rainbows doesn't go inside you. What is that? It's a bracha of shevach. Shevach doesn't have to go inside you. Hana has to go inside you. What about these? It doesn't go inside you. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's all about hana. It's aser to have hana without making a bracha. Right? Hektish. I don't have an answer. Now we go, here we go. Ki mitar, when you wake up, Omer yisei, elokai neshama, shenasati bi tahorehi, yatzarta bi, atanafachta bi, atamashabar v'kir b'va, ata asil l'dlobi meni, lachzir bi l'asil l'avo, kolzman shenasham v'kir bi, modil fanecha Hashem alakai, v'alkei avasai, rabon kol avadon kol hashamos, brachat ha-Hashem, hamachzir neshamos l'fgar v'mesim. You return my neshama to me, thank you, you return my neshama to me. That was in the body. Your neshama is inside you, I get that one. Ki shama tarnagol, when you hear the chicken, Lema baruch asher nasan l'sechvi vina lahakin v'yom v'in laila. What's sechvi? It's machlokas. Some say it means chicken, and some say it means you, your seichel, right? Right? Why the chicken? Because the chicken has the chicken mamash knows exactly when the morning comes. So make a bracha for that. It's time to get up. Time to start my day. I make a bracha for that. What about you? What about if it goes on you? You in your heart are able to discern between day and night also, not the exact second. But you know when it's day and you know when it's night, right? Okay. And that's why it's really, that's why that's why the Gemara says it goes on the chicken, but really it's you. Ki pasach eini, you open your eyes, lema baruch pakeach ivrim. Ki tarit tviyasev, when you sit up, lema baruch matir asurim. You unbind the bound. Ki lovish, when you get dressed, lema baruch malbash arumim. Ki zakif, when you stand up, lema baruch zakif kifufim. Hashem makes everyone upright. Kinachis la'ara, lema baruch roka arat alamayim. When you go start walking, baruch roka arat alamayim. Kimaski, when you put in your shoes, lema baruch hamechim mitadei gover. Kisayim, no, I'm sorry. No, that's not the one. Kimaski, what? When you're walking, right? When you walk, you say make that bracha. Kisayim mitadei, when you put on your shoes, lema baruch shasli kor turkey. Ki asar haminye, when you put on your belt, lema baruch oze yisrael bigvura. Ki paris sudra al reishi, when you put on your hat, your yarmulke, your lema, Baruch Oter Yisrael B'Sefara. Today some people say when they put on the it goes on tefillin, some say. Ki Metzatef Patzitzis, Lema Baruch Asher Kedushanu V'Metzosef Yitzivanu, Letzatef Patzitzis. Ki Monach Tefillin Adrei, when you put tefillin on your arm, Lema Baruch Asher Kedushanu V'Metzosef Laniach Tefillin. V'Areishi on your head, Lema Baruch Asher Kedushanu V'Metzosef Yitzivanu Al Mitzvah Tefillin. That's a machlokas between Rashi tells us, it's not for now. That's what I'm saying. You don't say Pekeach Ivrim, you're over Mila?
Pekeach Ivrim, okay. You
know. What about Roka Arat Alamayim? To this day, I don't understand that bracha. No one ever gave me... What are you making a bracha on? That Hashem created a sidewalk? What kind of bracha is that?
No, that he allows water to stay where it is.
That is what some say. The Radak says that. That it goes on the water, that Hashem allowed that the water doesn't flood the world. Huge waves! It stops at the beach. The Radak does say that. So why are you only making a bracha only on that one thing? Everything else is on you. Everything else, every bracha is on you. You get up, you get dressed, it's all you. I mean, one bracha that Hashem made the way does not flood the world. What kind of bracha is that? It's such a strange thing to make a bracha on. It's the only one like that. I don't know. For years I had this question, and no one ever gave me a satisfactory answer. Well, you make a bracha that Hashem made the sun. Well, you do make a bracha on the sun, right?
Yeah.
I make a bracha on air. I mean, so many things make a bracha on. So we pick the one thing. The way you stop at the beach. What kind of bracha is that? It's a strange bracha. It's strange. It doesn't fit with the other brachas he's making.
But otherwise, it would flood the world.
And if Hashem didn't make the sun 93 million miles away, then the world would freeze and the world would burn up. I mean,
correct.
Can you make a bracha on anything?
Right.
So why are you picking that one thing to make a bracha on?
You're not picking one.
Everything else goes on you, and this goes on the world. It's the only one like that. It's the odd one out.
It's certainly worth to say that that's me'ilah.
I understand. That's what I said. I have a kasha in the Mishnah Berurah. It starts off, it's me'ilah. I just don't understand.
Maybe that's the one we can see and understand.
In the Chanami, you have to give some answer like that. It's the only one we can perceive. We can mamash see it. You don't see the sun, if the earth would be closer, it would be too hot, too far away, it would be freeze. We don't see that. This we see, mamash. You go to the beach, it's amazing. The waves are so high, and stops at the beach. Hashem made a world like that. Amazing.
My house, you could see that.
What?
Yeah, not if you lived in 100 years ago in some shtetl in Poland.
Correct. You don't see if you don't only live on the coast.
My house is built on a high water table.
Right. Right.
Since it's not flooded.
Okay. When you wash your hands, lema baruch hasher kashen avodas v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim. Make an al netilas yadayim. What's the word netilas yadayim? Some say it means to raise, like al netilas lulav. Others say that the name of the cup is called a natla, which is why you have to use until. Okay, fine. Kimasha ape lema baruch amar chelushin at me'apai usunu me'afapai. When you wash your face, you say that. Here's on v'nacha Hashem alakai shtargelenim tzarzecha v'damkenim tzarzecha v'alti lelo dechet v'lo deavon v'lo de nisayon v'lo de bizayon v'kof it's yitzri. You should tie up my yetzer l'shabed lecha to serve you. For Rechakeni, Adam Ross, keep me away from bad people, Bichavirah, bad friends, Zabkeni, Bietzatov, keep me with good Yetzer, Bichavirah, good people, Bolamach in this world, Bitadena, Yom, Lachol, Yom, Lachin, Lachesel, Rachamim, Beinacha, Beinik, Kore, Siglin, Chazadim, Tovim, Bracha to Hashem, Hagom, Lachayim, Tovim, Lamo Yisrael. Excellent. One bracha is not on the list. That's the bracha of Hanosein Layoyev Koach. Time of the Gemara. I don't know why not. First of all, there are three more brachas that were added on, which is Lo Shani Goy, Lo Shani Ish, Lo Shani Eved, and the bracha of Anosan Lioyev Koach. There's a story here he brings down in the Agur. Agur is a Rishon. He said, I walk into shuls, I walk into different shuls, and I see people saying all different kinds of brachas. I said, don't say any of those brachas except for Anosan Lioyev Koach. That one you should say. Where it came from, I don't know. Why it's not in the Gemara, I don't know. But that one you could say, he said, that's a Paskin. Everyone says that bracha, right? No one else has any other brachas that we know of. And if you do, you shouldn't. Those are the ones you should say. Then we said,
what about Modani and this?
So Modani is fascinating where it comes from. Where does it come from? There's no psukim in Modani, right? You could say it even before you wake up.
No.
Before you're still tummy, you didn't wash your hands yet. It's the only thing you could say. Rishis Chachma you should not say because it has Hashem's name in it. Yeah. Where'd that come from? It's Minhagim, I don't know. Moda'ani is based on a pasuk in Eicha. Eicha, of all places.
Somebody wrote it. Some,
who wrote it?
I heard this not long ago.
It's a pasuk in Eicha. It's something about Rabba, Lavkarim, and Munasecha. It's a pasuk like that. Yeah. Okay. My chayv levarach al roch, sheshu levarach al tova. What does it mean? You make a bracha on bad like you make a bracha on good. That can't be right. On a bed you make a tova meitiv. The Mishnah doesn't say that, but none. Al besuras tovos amar baruch hatova meitiv. Al besuras ros amar tayin emes. Amar rava lo mitzricha ella lekablunu besimcha. Very hard madrega to be makabel some of the bed that happens besimcha. Amar vacha mishum revlevi my kra. What's the pasuk? Says the Yadavid. What do you mean, what's the pasuk? The Mishnah had a pasuk. The Mishnah said, u'b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol modecha, whatever Hashem meets out to you. What do you mean, what's the pasuk? Says the Adav, that wasn't really the Bakar. That pasuk, b'chol levavcha, means you should love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your money. What's the real Makar? That you should make a bracha on bad things? Chesed u'mishpat ashira lach Hashem azamra im chesed ashira u'mishpat ashira. Whether it's happy I'm going to be singing, whether it's bad I'm going to be singing. It's a very hard madrega. It's almost an impossible madrega, but that's the story.
By the way, Modani first appears in the work Seder Hayom in the 16th century by Moshe ben Machir.
Okay, so it's the after the Rishonim, Modani after the Rishonim.
By the Achronim, 1500s. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omer Mehacha, Ba'ashem Ahalel Davar, Be'elokim Ahalel Davar. Ba'ashem Ahalel Davar, Azumi de Tova. Be'elokim Ahalel Davar, Azumi de Peronios. Rabbi Tanchan Omer Mehacha, Kosichu Ezazah, V'shem Hashem Ekra. Tzor V'yogon Emza, V'shem Hashem Ekra. Right? Rabban Omer Mehacha, Hashem Nasan, V'Hashem Lakach, Hi Shem Hashem Mavarach. Whatever happens, Hashem should give a blessing. Should we start the next one? Amar Huna, Amar Rav, Mishum Reb Meir, very famous. A person should be accustomed to saying, whatever Hashem does is for the best. Rabbi Kiva was once going on the way. He came to a town. He looked for a hotel room. Nobody gave him a hotel room. Amar called over Latav. It's all good. Azal Ubaz Berdaber. He went to the field. No one knew to stay in the town. He went out to the field. He had with him a tarnagol, a chicken, chamra, a donkey, vishraga, and a torch. Asa Zika, the wind came, kavi shraga. Blew out the torch. Asa Shunra, achle tarnagol. The cat came, ate his chicken. Asa Arye, achle lachamra. The lion came, ate the donkey. Amri said, called over Latav. Whatever Hashem does is for the best. Be Leila that night. Asa Gaisa, the troops came, Shavila Masa. They ravaged the town. Amalu, he said, look at this. Lav Army, call Lachu, call Masha Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol Latova. Didn't that what I just said? Everything that happens in the world is all for good. Right? Two more lines. Amar Huna, Amar Rav, Mishim Rav Meir, Lolam Yeh Devarv, Shal Adam Hu Atam Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Should be a little bit, don't have to always talk so much in front of Hashem. Shinemar, Al Tabal Al Picha. Don't always complain. Velibcha Al Yemar Lahotzi Davar Lefnei Elokim. Don't always complain and argue with Hashem, everything's no good. He's there and you're down here, right? Don't be such a big talker. Don't be such a big complainer. Don't be such a big critic, right? Have a little faith and call Rechman Avot Tavavid. Also, it's a huge Madregas. Very, very high Madrega. Almost high Madregas to reach, but it's in the Gemara and we should strive to reach such Madregas. All right, we'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.